Double toil and trouble. Fire burn and cauldron bubble. Fill it of a fenny snake. In the cauldron, boil and bake.
Where did you learn about witches? Witches have been known to put fear in the hearts of men and devour little children. Where did you all come up with these ideas? The story is a lot more complicated. We're real, and we walk among you. Our journey has been long, and the truth will surprise you. The pentacle may not be what you think. It represents harmony with the elements, a sign of magic and paganism. Europe sees a new age in medical science from the 1400s to the 1700s. But only men are allowed into their universities. Midwives are eyed with mistrust, and we are about to be hunted.
Noodle is a pug, a silly, stubborn, sweet old pug who lives a very busy life. Some days, Noodle likes to go on walks and see the sights. Reader's note, an illustration shows Noodle sniffing at a squirrel while on a walk. The squirrel blows a raspberry back at Noodle. End of reader's note. Jonathan is Noodle's human. He loves taking care of Noodle and joining him in his favorite activities. Reader's note, an illustration shows Jonathan and Noodle on a walk along New York Harbor with the Statue of Liberty in the background. Noodle is barking and chasing after a squirrel, forcing Jonathan to run with Noodle or let the leash be pulled from his hand. End of reader's note.
Ready to get your asses kicked by a girl?
Every single one of them freezes. Six hooded faces turn my way. Eli's looking at me too, but I focus on the other kids. I recognize one of them from school. He's a ninth grader. Takes me only a second to remember his name.
Walter Rippleton,
I call out as I get closer. The boy jerks like I've slapped him.
That's right,
I say. I know who you are, and I'm in a shitty enough mood that I'll narc on you if I have to. Is she serious? Mutters one of the kids.
Better yet,
I add.
I'll just get my phone and film you. So go ahead, go back to whatever you're about to do. Get ready to go viral.
It's an embarrassing threat, but it seems to work.
Reader's note. The Tranquilli family tree is shown. Appius Tranquillus Aprilis married Marcella Mara and had two children, Tranquillus Januarius and Tranquillus Julius. Tranquillus Januarius had a child named Tranquillus Augustus. Tranquillia Euhodia married Mardianus Telesphorus. They had one named child, Tranquillus Mardiana, and four unnamed children. Appius Tranquillus Postuminus married Cosconia Saba, who had two unnamed brothers, and had one child, Cosca Sabatina. End of reader's note.
You called me about some Japanese swords. Kazan? Luke prompted.
That's him. Apparently he stopped returning Morgan's calls and never checked in. Killed a bunch of Morgan's security guards.
Luke nodded. Thanks, Remington. You hear anything else, call me. The art dealer inclined his head, then looked at Blair.
Blair, you're looking for a good time. Give me a call.
She waved.
Don't wait up.
Blair and Luke strode out of the high roller's room. He felt Blair watching him.
What's got you all worked up now?
She asked. You are incredibly moody. You know that? When you're pissed, it throbs off you. He felt like she was waving a red flag in front of his face. He jerked to a stop and spun.
Watching these men drool all over you, it pisses me off.
She shoved.
McCade.
He held his ground.
Watching you talk, move, fight, eat, breathe. That turns me on.
She stilled, her gaze locking with his. He knew he was being crazy and possessive. He was sure she was about to punch him in the head. Then he saw it. The light of hunger in her eyes.